From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian Health Ministry disclosed that the spatial clustering of COVID-19 vaccination that President Joko Widodo recently directed would be carried out by prioritizing residents in high-risk areas. The Health Ministry's spokesperson for the COVID-19 vaccination program, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, told Antara in Jakarta on Saturday. Tarmizi emphasized that not all areas in province would be covered by this spatial clustering exercise, as health workers would solely focus on those at the highest risk of contracting a coronavirus infection. In a province with 19 districts or cities, for instance, if there are only 3 administrative areas that are the highest risk for COVID-19, the zone-based vaccination program will be directed only at the 3 districts or cities. Indonesia to own the largest cruise port in the Bali Maritime Tourism Hub project that is currently being developed in Benoa. The place will accommodate sea transportation and tourism in the area. The tourism hub development that is executed by Pelindo 3 is targeted to finish in 2023. Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno said when monitoring the project construction, as quoted from the ministry's press release on Saturday, February 13, it will become the largest cruise hub in Indonesia, which will accommodate ships measuring 350 meters with a capacity of 6,000 passengers. The provincial government of East Nusa Tenggara proposes to the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fishery KKP as many as 24 villages in the Alor, a district marine protected area or KKPD, to be designated as marine tourism villages. Head of the East Nusa Tenggara Marine and Fisheries Service for Alor Regency, Muhammad Saleh Goro in Kupang Saturday said that with the stipulation of 24 villages as maritime tourism villages, it is expected to have an impact on increasing economic added value from the use of environmental services for marine and fishery resources. He explained that the 24 villages are located in the regional water conservation area, which has the prospect of developing as one of the leading tourist destinations, especially marine tourism. Let's move on to the international news. A strong earthquake hit off the coast of eastern Japan on Saturday, injuring dozens of people and triggering widespread power outage. But there appeared to be no major damage and no tsunami warning was issued. The earthquake had a 7.3 magnitude and its epicenter was off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture at a depth of 60 kilometers. It shook buildings for some time after it hit, shortly after 11 p.m. There were no irregularities at the Fukushima Daiichi and Daini nuclear power plants or at the Kahiwazaki Kariwa nuclear plants, owner Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings said. The quake hit off Fukushima just weeks before the 10th anniversary of quake on March 11, 2011, that devastated northeast Japan and triggered a massive tsunami leading to the world's worst nuclear crisis in a quarter of a century, one centered at the Daiichi facility. Earthquakes are common in Japan, one of the world's most seismically active areas. Japan accounts for about 20% of the world's earthquakes of magnitude 6 or greater. Britain will begin giving COVID-19 shots to those aged 65 and over on Monday as it closes in on its target to offer vaccines to 15 million people in priority groups, including the elderly and frontline healthcare workers. The government set Monday as the deadline to deliver a first vaccine dose to everyone in its top four priority segments, including all those age 70 and over, a goal it looks likely to reach. According to the latest official figures, 14.56 million people have received a shot, allowing health officials to expand the program to those aged 65 to 69 and to other clinically vulnerable people. The National Health Service, or NHS, said about 1 million people had already received invitation. Britain, which has recorded more than 120,000 deaths from COVID-19, was the first Western country to begin mass vaccination in December and is ahead of other European countries in rolling out the shots. A COVID-19 vaccine candidate developed by Sanofi and U.S. group Translate Bio will not be ready this year. The French drug maker's chief executive, Paul Hudson, told Le Journal du Dimanche newspaper, clinical trials of this vaccine, which will be based on the technology known as mRNA, on which lean, approved vaccine of Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna are expected to start this quarter. In December last year, Sanofi had said it was targeting earliest potential approval of the shots in the second half of 2021, following positive preclinical data. He said the vaccine will not be ready this year, but it could be used at a later stage, all the more if the fight against variant was to continue. The news could mark another blow for Sanofi, already embattled with the delay for another COVID-19 vaccine candidate it hopes to bring to patients and for which the company has teamed up with Britain's GlaxoSmithKline. The two groups stunned investors last year by warning their traditional protein-based COVID-19 jab showed an insufficient immune response in older people, delaying its launch towards the end of 2021. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will host a virtual meeting of G7 leaders next week to call for action to ensure equal global distribution of COVID-19 vaccine and to prevent future pandemics. The meeting of the leaders from the group of seven rich nations on Friday is the first since April last year and will be Joe Biden's first major multilateral engagement, as U.S. President Downing Street said. Johnson will call for the G7 to work on a global approach to pandemic, such as designing an early warning system which would bring to an end the nationalist and divisive politics that mirrored the initial response to coronavirus. The World Health Organization has warned that a me-first policy towards vaccine by rich nation could leave the poorest and most vulnerable at risk, while also allowing a situation in which the virus could continue to spread and mutate. That was the news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi last Wednesday, February 10, met Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki in Amman, Jordan. During the meeting, Indonesia reiterated its support for Palestine. This was conveyed in relation to the plan to hold the Palestinian general election. In a joint press statement delivered virtually, Minister Retno said Indonesia was ready to send observers if needed.
A strong unity is crucial to ensure successful election in Palestine. And to this end, Indonesia stands ready to send our observer upon your request, of course.
Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also conveyed Indonesia's readiness to support efforts to tackle COVID-19 in Palestine. The support was provided in the form of funding support of $2.3 million, or around 32.1 billion rupiah. The assistance will be channeled either through bilateral mechanism or through the United Nations Assistance Agency for Palestine's Refugees and the International Committee of the Red Cross. Responding to this, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki appreciated Indonesia's attitude and commitment to support the struggle of the Palestinian people towards an independent state.
My dear sister, thank you very much, really, for making the effort to come and see me here. And I know it's not easy, especially in the time of pandemic, COVID-19, but you took the courage, you took the commitment. I appreciated very much the discussions that we have had. It was very fruitful, very thoroughly discussions between friends, very frank discussions. And the whole discussion was how Indonesia can continue helping Palestine.
According to Riyad al-Maliki, Palestine promised to continue to improve bilateral relations with Indonesia, especially to promote peace and justice for the Palestinian people. I'll start today in history with February 14, 1919. The Polish-Soviet War begins. The Polish-Soviet War was an armed conflict between the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic and the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic against the Second Polish Republic and the Ukrainian People's Republic, four countries born after the World War I. Poland, which was recently established by the Treaty of Versailles, followed by the partition of Poland in late 18th century, tried to regain control of territory lost during division. The goal of the Soviet was to control the same territory that was part of the Russian Empire until the turbulent events of World War I. The two countries each claimed victory in battle. Let's move on to February 14, 1950. The first Cinderella film is released. Cinderella is a traditional fairy tale version found in many countries with many variations. The earliest version of this story dates back to China in 860. The most famous version was written by French writer Charles Perrault in 1697, based on a folk tale written by Giambattista Bassi as La Gatta Cenerentola in 1634, but animated films from Walt Disney production have become standard contemporary versions. I'll end with February 14, 1956, when Indonesia left the Dutch Indonesian Union. The Dutch-Indonesian Union was a confederate relationship between the Netherlands and Indonesia from 1950 to 1956. On November 15, 1946, the Linggarjati Agreement was signed between the Netherlands and the Dutch East Indies, which stated that the Dutch colonies would become an independent state called the Republic of the United Indonesia. The Indonesian-Dutch Union was established to promote their common interest. Due to a military dispute, the execution of the agreement was not carried out. After the Dutch signed a ceasefire with the Republic of Indonesia, the transfer of sovereignty took place on December 27, 1949, and the Indonesian-Dutch Union was established. The Indonesian-Dutch Union was dissolved when Indonesia left in 1956. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, thank you for sending email on our broadcast. To answer your question, personally, I am very optimistic that the Indonesian tourism industry will revive.Referring to government regulations, people who wish to travel domestically are required to follow the provisions of the health protocol issued by the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, in accordance with SE No. 5 of 2021 concerning the extension of travel provisions for domestic people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, Mr. Kalab Abbas, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast.As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku.Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi kuMainkan diriku, kau pergi dengan yang lain. Hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dariKau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lainKau buat mati ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Marciano Norman, chairman of the Indonesian National Sport Committee, KONI, hopes that the meeting between the Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali and National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo can continue, especially to formulate guidelines for the implementation of sports competition in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic. According to Marciano, the follow-up meeting will not only be between the Minister of Youth and Sport and the National Police, but must also involve the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, the Ministry of Health, KONI, and related sports. Marciano, in a press release received in Jakarta on Monday, said that while waiting for further discussion, the Central KONI together with the Provincial KONI and the main sport branch organization will immediately formulate preparation for the implementation of sport events in accordance with government policies. The sports communities, according to him, must have a strong commitment to revive sports activities. Marciano said the Indonesian National Sports Committee, KONI, would comply with the requirements issued by the National Police, the COVID-19 Task Force, and the local government in holding competition. Previously, Minister Zainuddin Amali and National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo held a meeting on Monday to discuss how youth and sport activities could be held again. On this occasion, Zainuddin asked for advice and input from the National Police Chief as an institution that plays a role in handling COVID-19 in Indonesia. Meanwhile, National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo said the police opened up space for further discussion regarding the requirements that needed to be prepared, including the matter of enforcing health rules and protocols in every youth and sporting activities.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Dr. D.K. Sarkar in India. Hello, Mr. Sarkar. Thank you very much for sending audio of our broadcast. Keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh. Aku mau. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, yeah, ingin aku ada di sana, ada di sana, di sana. Aku mau.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Cucur cake is a popular snack in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta, among the Betawi community. With a sweet taste, cucur cake can be addictive. Many say that this cake comes from Jakarta. This is because cucur cake is present in a Betawi traditional celebration, such as wedding ceremony, baby haircuts, and other events. Even in the traditional Betawi community, this cucur cake is known as a symbol of love, because this cake is used as a compliment to tie the love between a man and a woman. Cucur cake has a sweet taste with the soft textures in the shape of a thick puffed up like a mountain in the middle and thin crunchy on the edges. This cake is made from the basic ingredients of rice flour, which is cooked by frying. The brown color of cucur cake is obtained from palm sugar or brown sugar added to the dough as a source of sweetness. It is said the cake is called cucur because the process of making it is by pouring the dough into a frying pan containing cooking oil. In Betawi dialect, it is called ngocor or ngucur. Hence, this cake is called kue cucur or cucur cake. Along with the development of the era, this cake is not only made in a brown color, but in green, white, and pink. Cucur cake has become one of the typical traditional snacks. Now it's not difficult to get a cake because it can be found in traditional market and cake shops in various regions in Indonesia. The name may be different. For instance, in Madura, it is called kue cocor. For those of you who are culinary lovers, if you have the opportunity to have a vacation in Indonesia, you need to taste this cheap and delicious cucur cake, because in any region in Indonesia, you can easily find it. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topics.
Now we will reply a letter from our listener, Kosuke Yomata, in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz. Wow, even though you are still young, you already like short waves. Our management will reply your letter. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Kosuke Yomata, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Adalah sisa.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Three students of the Instrumentation Engineering Department Vocational Faculty Sepuluh November Institute of Technology ITS developed a tool called Presensi Pintar or Smart Presence to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools. They are Muhammad Jailani, Egi Ardiamatja, and Nana Chito Tetoko, who are members of a team called Insporty Team. Muhammad Jailani said that this innovation started with the spread of COVID-19 cases in schools to prevent physical contact according to health protocols in the education sector. He and his team designed a tool called Presensi Pintar or Smart Presence. This tool will record students' presence, detect their body temperature, provide automatic hand sanitizer, and it can find out a person's travel history. Has several features. First, the mask face recognition system, which can recognize mask faces automatically and accurately. Not only that, it is also equipped with a thermal detector to find out a person's body temperature. There is also an automatic hand sanitizer to keep your hands clean and hygienic. To find out a person's travel history, this tool is equipped with a global positioning system or GPS tracking, which will monitor through a system designed based on Internet of Things. Has several advantages. It can record a student's presence without contact and without removing the mask, measures body temperature, and is also equipped with an automatic hand sanitizer and a GPS tracking in the application. It is hoped that in the future the Smart Presence tool can be used effectively in schools, especially in the new normal era.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I will present to you a song by the Geisha Band. In order to celebrate 17 years of their musical journey, Geisha prepared a work entitled Rencana Hebat. In this project, Geisha will bring back songs from Indonesian bands that have had an impact on their musical careers. One of them is a song released on January 29, 2020, namely Kenangan Terindah, which was popularized by the band Samsons in the 2000s era. The song tells the story of a relationship between two people with different beliefs. If the relationship does not make sense to continue, then just make it the most beautiful memory. Listener, let's listen to the song Kenangan Terindah by Geisha.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're blaiban cu hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.